A new study suggests that as many as 1 in 12 young adults is infected with chlamydia or gonorrhea. The research also suggests that most of those infected may not know they have a sexually transmitted disease. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association and highlights the need for more STD screening. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Many people have heard of the STDs chlamydia and gonorrhea, but fewer know how serious they can be. Left untreated, they can lead to tubal pregnancy and infertility, and increase the risk of contracting HIV. Until recently, researchers determined how many people had the diseases using data from public health departments and clinics. But for Dr. Dennis Fortenberry, what makes this study from the Research Triangle Institute unique is that it measured rates of infection in the general population.
This study identified people who had not sought care for sexually transmitted infections, and the large majority were completely asymptomatic, and therefore they had no reason to even seek care.
Fortenberry is a researcher at the Indiana University School of Medicine. He wrote the editorial that accompanied this week's study. Researchers tested nearly 600 young adults in Baltimore, Maryland for STDs. They used a fairly new test that relies on a urine sample. 5.3% of participants tested positive for gonorrhea, and 3% had chlamydia. Fortenberry says that's a very high rate for a random sample. Dr. Peter Leone was one of the researchers on the project. He's also medical director for the Wake County STD and HIV Prevention Program. He says that 95% of the people who tested positive in the study had no symptoms. And to him, that's a big wake-up call.
Given what we saw from this study, that would suggest that we're probably missing the bulk of chlamydia infections in a county like Wake County by not encouraging and offering screening.
Public health researchers had hoped that the new urine test would make screening more common. Until about 5 years ago, the only way to test for STDs involved doing a pelvic exam. But Leone says that though the urine test is less invasive and more convenient, some doctors don't quite trust the new technology.
Physicians have been uncomfortable with the idea of doing urine-based testing without doing exams. And we may need to change or rethink our notion of testing and screening for STDs.
There are other barriers to more widespread screening. Urine testing is more expensive, as much as $15 per test versus $3 for the traditional exam. But by some estimates, untreated STDs create as much as $8 billion a year in healthcare costs. Another barrier is that some doctors still worry that asking about STDs may offend their patients. Baltimore gynecologist Cornelia Trimble says doctors need more training in how to bring up these sensitive subjects. She directs gynecological screening for Johns Hopkins University and sees women once they've received a positive STD result.
I have a list of questions that I ask, like, how old were you the first time you had intercourse? Was it by choice? And you do it in a way that's not judgmental. You're not, nobody's in a position to judge, but these are important things to ask women.
Ann Trimble says screening patients for STDs gives doctors an opportunity to include sexual well-being in their overall patient care. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.